Welcome to the Apple for Hits podcast. Hello there, everybody. My name is Thomas Domfa, also known as Naughty Mouse, and welcome to How to Manually Update an App Store in iOS. All right, so if you want to manually update some software for you, now typically if you don't leave anything on, it will automatically update for you. But for some reason, if you have it turned off, you can have this manually updated now. I'm going to show you some cool things within this. So let's go to the App Store itself.
App Store.
And I'm going to do a one finger double tap to open up.
App Store. Today, Thursday, August 29th. Heading.
So
swipe up or down to select a custom action, then double tap to activate.
By default, it's going to place you in the first tab at the bottom left.
Selected. Today. Tab. 1 of 5.
Which is the Today's tab. Now, only in this tab, you will be able to access and manually update any of the apps in your App Store. So, go to top right here.
My account. Button.
Is your
swipe up or
account.
Down to select a custom action, then double tap to activate.
I want you to double tap my account.
Account. Heading.
Now, swipe to the right.
Upcoming automatic updates. Heading.
All right. If there are upcoming updates, it will say upcoming updates. Otherwise, it will say updates that has already been implemented. So, in this case, I have some updates here. So, let's take a look at them. I'm going to swipe to the right.
Update all. Button.
Yes, you could update everything. I would highly discourage that and make sure you want to update the apps that you want. Because the rule of thumb is that you got to be very careful because sometimes it may break any accessibility in certain apps. So if there's a particular app that you do not want to update, then I would not update it. Okay, so I'm going to swipe to the right.
Clue, today, this is a pretty minor update. We adjusted some of the parameters of our stair detection algorithm to reduce false positives. We made some minor UI flow changes at the saving root process. The pause function is now replaced by a button that goes back to the main screen. We also made the logic for checking off the last waypoint a bit more forgiving so that if the final waypoint is just inside of a wall, you can still check it off. Also, we fixed some other minor bugs. Version 1.3.2 bullet 16.1 megabyte. Button.
All right. This tells us everything about in this particular app called Clue. And if you want to update this, you swipe to the right.
Update. Button.
And it gives me the option to update it. You just do a one finger double tap that.
Loading.
And then it's updating. Let's go to the right, see what else we got here.
72. Facebook Pages Manager. Today, to make our app better for you, we bring updates to the App Store regularly. This update, we've made it easier to connect with your audience. Now, you can read and respond to Instagram direct messages using the Inbox tab. Version 164.0 bullet 216.1 megabyte. Button.
All right. Now, I want to show you something here. If there is an app that you come across that says, you know what, I really don't want that app anymore, you check this out. If you swipe up,
show context menu.
And one more.
Delete.
You can now delete this app on the fly. You don't have to go out to the home screen, find the app, and delete it from here, from there. You can just simply delete it from here. How cool is that? So let's go back to
activate, default.
Activate, and we'll go to the right.
Update, button.
And there's the update here. Double tap that.
Loading.
And now I'm going to go down to 13%, show you 13%, what I have 39%, updated.
72%. Updated recently. Heading.
There it is. Updated recently. Now let's take a look at here.
Facebook Pages Manager. Today. To make our app.
I just updated that just now, if you remember that. So let's go to the right, show you something different.
Open. Button. Clue. Today. This is a pretty
There's
minor.
There's the other one I updated. So let's go to more.
Open. Button. Messenger. Today. We are working on improving the Messenger app.
So this one was updated today. Now I have a set where it updates automatically. Now for you, it will tell you what date you have automatic update it. It will tell you when it was occurred. If you have it set to manually, it'll just specific date that it was updated by you. Otherwise, since I have it turned on, it says upcoming updates, or it'll just say updates that needs to be updated. So I hope that makes sense. So that is where you can find the updates and how you can manually update an app. And I showed you how to delete a particular app if you don't want it on your device anymore. So that is how to manually update an App Store in iOS. My name is Thomas Donville. I also go by the name of Naughty Mouse. Until next time, goodbye.
This podcast has been brought to you by the community of Apple Vis. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.